Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, May 7th, and coming up in today's episode, opposition unites to support Government of India in war against terror after Operation Sindoor. India strikes terror camps where Kasab and Headley trained. Supreme Court upholds right to fair trial in PMLA cases. And Masood Azhar claims 14 relatives and aides killed in Operation Sindoor strikes. India has successfully targeted multiple terror locations in Operation Sindoor, and political leaders have come together as one to support the government in its war against terror. Congress and opposition leaders have expressed strong support for the Indian Army's precision strikes under Operation Sindoor, targeting terror camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir in response to the Pahalgam attack. Armed terrorists opened fire on tourists in Pahalgam's Baisaran Valley, killing 26. Leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi posted on Twitter or X, "Proud of our armed forces, Jai Hind." AIMIM Chief Asaduddin Owaisi welcomed the military action, stating, and I quote, "I welcome the surgical strikes carried out by our defense forces on terror camps in Pakistan. The Pakistani deep state must be taught a tough lesson so that another Pahalgam never happens again. Pakistan's terror infrastructure must be completely destroyed. Jai Hind." Congress leader Pawan Khera said, "We are proud of our army. If someone threatens Indian citizens, they will meet the same fate. On the night of April 22nd, we said we would stand with the government. The country stands united." Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge also applauded the strikes and said, "Since the day of the Pahalgam terror attack, the Indian National Congress has categorically stood with the armed forces and the government. National unity and solidarity are the need of the hour. We are extremely proud of our Indian armed forces." Meanwhile, Home Minister Amit Shah is going to meet with chief ministers of border states. It is being reported that the meeting will be attended by senior officials such as DGPs and chief secretaries as well. Separately, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has called for an emergency meeting of the party today at 3 p.m. to assess the current situation. It is also being reported that the government has called for an all-party meeting, which means a meeting between all national parties who are the stakeholders in the country's parliament and politics to discuss the situation. Samajwadi Chief Akhilesh Yadav said the steps the government wants to take will be supported by Samajwadi Party if it aims to eradicate terrorism. There is no room for mistakes here, and that Samajwadi will attend the all-party meet to present their side and suggestions tomorrow. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, who is generally known for ending any statement, verbal or written, with the slogan Jai Bangla, today made a post on her official X handle, Jai Hind, Jai India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a cabinet meeting today where he called the Operation Sindoor, a targeted military strike, a moment of pride. The Prime Minister informed the Cabinet that the operation was executed exactly as planned with no mistakes whatsoever and successfully completed the retaliatory attack. He also emphasized that the Army had carried out the mission, adhering strictly to the detailed preparations that had been made in advance. During the meeting, PM Modi also praised the armed forces for their commendable job and immaculate execution. "The whole country was looking up to us. We are proud of our army," the Prime Minister said. India launched a coordinated military operation early on May 7th, striking 9 terror camps across Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, or POK. The strikes, conducted under the codename Operation Sindoor, lasted 25 minutes from 1:05 a.m. to 1:30 a.m. and involved all 3 wings of the Indian Armed Forces. At a press briefing in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri stated, "The operation was a measured and proportionate response to the 22nd April attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir, which killed 26. The attack was attributed to Pakistan-based the Resistance Front Group, believed to be a proxy of Lashkar-e-Taiba or LAT. Colonel Sofia Qureshi, speaking alongside the Foreign Secretary, said, and I quote, "For the last 3 decades, Pakistan has been constructing terror infrastructure, including recruitment centers, training centers, and launch pads across POK and Pakistan. POJK and Pakistan. This operation was intended to dismantle those facilities and prevent future attacks, unquote. According to the Indian government, 24 missiles were launched, resulting in the deaths of over 70 terrorists and injuring more than 60 others. The strikes targeted locations long identified by intelligence agencies as hubs of terrorist activity, including Muzaffarabad, Kotli, Bahawalpur, Rawalkot, Chakswari, Bhimber, Neelam Valley, Jhelum, and Chakwal. Among the key targets was Markaz Taiba in Muridke, where LET operatives Ajmal Kasab and David Headley reportedly trained before the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks. Colonel Qureshi also confirmed the strikes on the headquarters of banned groups Jaish-e-Mohammed and Hizbul Mujahideen, as well as several other facilities used for recruitment, training and arms storage. Quote, all strikes achieved their objectives, said Ms. Ray, adding, our action was measured, non-escalatory, proportionate and responsible. They focused on dismantling the terrorist infrastructure and disabling terrorists likely to be sent across to India. The operation involved a mix of air-launched and ground-launched precision-guided munitions. The real-time drone surveillance was used to confirm target destruction and minimize civilian casualties, which India avoided. Wing Commander Vyomika Singh, also present at the briefing, stated India is ready to deal with any misadventure by Pakistan. The Indian military confirmed that no Pakistani military installations were targeted in the operation. Airspace in parts of the region remains under close surveillance following the strikes. In a significant ruling aimed at strengthening the right to a fair trial, the Supreme Court on Wednesday held that individuals accused under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act or PMLA are entitled to receive copies of all documents collected during the investigation, including those not relied upon by the prosecution. Which basically means anyone who stands accused has a right to see what they're being stand accused of using what documents. A bench comprising Justices Abhay S. Oka, Asanuddin Amanullah and Augustine George Massey ruled that this access is essential for the accused to prepare their defense effectively. The court was hearing an appeal challenging a Delhi High Court judgment which had earlier held that Enforcement Directorate or ED was only required to provide documents it intended to rely upon during the trial and not in advance. Quote, it is held that a copy of the list of statements, documents, material objects and exhibits that are not relied upon by the investigating officer must also be furnished to the accused, the bench stated. Emphasizing the constitutional guarantee of a fair trial under Article 21, the court observed that an accused person's right to defend includes the right to access relevant material even if not used by the prosecution. Quote, the right to defend consists of the right to lead defense evidence by producing documents and examining witnesses. The ruling clarified that an accused may invoke Section 1 of the Indian Criminal Procedure, CRPC, which is now Section 94 under the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Samhita, to seek production of any document or material object in the possession of the prosecution or any other third party involved. The court added that such a request can only be declined by the trial court on limited grounds, such as if it is considered frivolous or intended to cause delay or obstruct justice. The judgment mandates that once the trial court takes cognizance of a prosecution complaint, it must direct that the accused be provided with statements of the complainant and witnesses' record before the special judge. All documents submitted before the court, including those under Section 50 of PMLA, documents produced by ED up to the date of cognizance, supplementary complaints, the documents attached to them, and documents not relied upon by the prosecution. The ruling ensures that all relevant material, whether supportive or not, of the prosecution's case is available to the defense, upholding a core principle of justice. Jaish-e-Mohammed chief Maulana Masood Azhar has claimed that 14 people, including 10 of his family members and 4 close aides, were killed in India's precision airstrikes carried out under Operation Sindoor. The operation, launched in retaliation for the April 22nd attack, terror attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir, targeted 9 terror camps across Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. According to a statement attributed to Azhar and reported by news agency PTI, the strike on JEM's headquarters, Jamia Masjid Subhanallah in Bahawalpur, claimed the lives of his elder sister, her husband, a nephew and his wife, a niece, five children from his extended family. Quote, 10 members of my family were blessed with this happiness together tonight. Five are innocent children, my elder sister, her honorable husband, my scholar Fazil Bhanje, nephew, and his wife, my beloved scholar Fazili Bhanje. Two of my brothers, Huzafa and his mother, two more dear companions, Azhar said, referring to them as guests of Allah. He added, I have neither regret nor despair, rather it comes to my heart again and again that I too would have joined this 14-member happy caravan, unquote. Azhar, 56, is a UN-designated global terrorist and has been linked to multiple attacks in India, including the 2001 Parliament attack, the 2008 Mumbai attacks, the 2016 Pathankot attack, and the 2019 Pulwama suicide bombing. He was arrested in India in 1994 but released in 1999 following the hijacking of Indian Airlines flight IC-814. Coming back to Operation Sindoor, India launched 24 missiles in a coordinated operation that struck key terrorist infrastructure. According to government sources, over 70 terrorists were killed, more than 60 injured in the strikes. Indian officials confirmed efforts were being made to limit civilian casualties. Quote, the nature of asymmetric warfare often sees terrorist groups embed their facilities in densely populated civilian areas, complicating any effort to avoid non-combatant casualties, completely said a government source. They added, quote, the collateral damage was notably restrained, especially considering the scale and spread of the operation. The strikes were conducted at night using precision-guided munitions to target compounds directly linked to terror activity. Indian defense officials in a briefing following the strike shared visuals confirming the impact was largely limited to specific compounds. Pakistan has, however, denied knowledge of Azhar's presence and has alleged civilian casualties, which Indian sources described as an attempt to shift focus and garner international sympathy. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin, wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anvati, signing off.